A year ago this week, a Chinese investment company called a news conference to announce big plans to convert a former Auburn shoe factory into a five-star medical tourism facility. City, state, and hospital officials praised the project and its potential for economic development. The goal was to open the Medical Tourism Center in 2016, but as Patty White reports, it appears it will take a while longer for the project to come to fruition.
Draped over the fence outside the former Lunn & Sweet shoe factory in Auburn, banners display artist depictions of what the future facility might look like. But aside from the banners and some fencing outside, not much else at the site appears to have changed since last year's announcement by Chinese investment company Miracle Enterprise. Auburn Mayor Jonathan Labonte says that press conference may have been a bit premature.
But word had gotten out that they had acquired the former shoe shop, the Lunn & Sweet shoe shop. So a public announcement was put together so people could be clear what was being proposed.
That proposal is a 200-room recovery center that will cater to wealthy Chinese tourists seeking medical care. Those with known health conditions can stay at the center while getting treatment at Central Maine Medical Center for things like cancer and diabetes. Those seeking elective health care, such as anti-aging treatments, will get a workup upon their arrival, said Miracle Enterprise Representative Michelle Zhu during last year's press conference.
So that will include physical examination or stem cell analysis or genetic analysis and testings. And after all that is done, we'll be able to analyze, you know, the health condition of the person and what kind of treatments he needs or he or she needs.
Since that announcement, Auburn Mayor Jonathan Labonte says Miracle Enterprise has been working in China to attract investors.
That work on a $40-plus million project, that's just the construction side of the building, was likely going to take time.
Meanwhile, he says, the city of Auburn is doing what it can to create the necessary infrastructure to support development at the old shoe factory.
To turn that 180,000-square-foot building into a downtown building that can accommodate visitors, employees, patients, means road improvements, utility improvements, sidewalk and parking improvements.
As Labonte looks for funding at the state and federal level to support infrastructure improvements, the CEO of Central Maine Medical Center, Peter Chalk, says the hospital is a partner in the medical tourism project and is doing its part to prepare.
We have a clinical affiliation with Mass General. As you might expect, they see about 2,000 foreign patients a year from 100 different countries.
Chalk says he spent a day at Massachusetts General a couple months ago to learn how CMMC can support foreign patients. And he says he's been in regular touch with a contact for Miracle Enterprise. But that 2017 deadline, Chalk says it's unrealistic, though he's confident the Medical Tourism Center will come.
I'm an optimist. You know, these things are difficult. I mean, this is a difficult project. And we're talking about, you know, an old mill in Auburn, Maine. We're talking, you know, about a group from China. I mean, it couldn't get much more complicated than this one.
One thing that could spur the project along is Maine's hoped-for designation as an EB-5 regional center. EB-5, explains John Endicott of the Finance Authority of Maine, is a federal program designed to attract foreign investors in local economies.
With every $500,000 investment that a foreign investor makes in an approved project, they must create 10 jobs as well.
In exchange, those investors get expedited consideration for a green card. Endicott submitted an EB-5 application for Maine last December. It can take a year for the federal government to process applications, but Endicott is optimistic Maine will be approved. If so, he says, the Finance Authority will offer to work with Miracle Enterprise to help them take advantage of the program. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.